As a proud Bundjalung woman, chef, restaurateur, and native food enthusiast, my direction in life is guided by country and our ancestors. From my earliest memories of harvesting yuggery, pippies, and collecting yuli, kakala, on the beaches of Bundjalung country, alongside my nan, mum, and aunties, my future has been shaped by the generosity and wisdom of our elders. Through working in restaurants, eventually opening up my own, and becoming the first female First Nations recipient of an Australian Good Food Guide chef's hat, my ambition was to connect all Australians to our culture and native foods. Now, my aim is to introduce these incredible ingredients to a wider audience so every home can be connected to the land it sits on. I believe that to truly understand a culture, you must experience its food. As a nation of food and travel lovers, we Australians tend to associate countries and cultures across the globe with their distinctive foods. Think about the pizza and pasta of Italy, the street food of Thailand, and the spices of India, the fine cheeses and champagne of France. Interestingly, though, we often struggle to associate our own home country with its own unique food culture, despite the fact that Australia, native foods, has at least 60,000-year-old history. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have been nourishing their families and communities with native foods for thousands of years, living in harmony with their custodial lands, taking care of country as you would your mother. In traditional First Nations culture, food isn't something simply we take from our land, skies and waters and seas. It is one of the ways we form a relationship with country, a relationship that adapts with the changing seasons and different native bounty each season offers, a relationship founded on reciprocity, respect and interconnection with all beings. In this book, I've created contemporary recipes for the home inspired by the ancient ingredients. I want my recipes to celebrate the versatility of our amazing native foods and to show us how easily and deliciously they can be integrated into your favourite meals. Ultimately, my hope is that they will help to inspire the creation of an Australian cuisine that is uniquely ours. By joining me on this native food journey, you are connecting with First Nations culture, its rich and ancient knowledge systems, its people, and their inseparable connection to country. You are making a choice to embrace a small but vital part of First Nations culture in your home kitchen and in everyday life. This path we walk together is so powerful, a recognition that the world's oldest living civilization is not just surviving, but thriving.